This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits. Your credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, this Joe Biden pardon really is historic. Joe Biden became the first president in American history to pardon his son or any child for criminal activity. Which was shocking. But this is also the longest, broadest pardon that's ever been awarded to anyone in American history, which also makes it shocking. All crimes, all possible crimes. And if we had a real media, we don't. Someday we may, though. But if we had a real media, the question, well, let's say this was Trump doing this. The first question that would be asked to Trump is exactly the question liberal law professor Jonathan Turley was asking on Fox News yesterday. What crimes do you think your son committed? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, he must have some idea. You don't just issue something this broad, right? If you don't think he committed other crimes. 11 years worth of immunity?
It also shows a degree of contempt for the American people. You know, this is a president who didn't just simply lie about not ever speaking to his son's business associates, of never being in meetings with them. But he lied repeatedly to the American people when he was a candidate for re-election. And he was asked repeatedly, as he was about meeting his son's clients, and denied that he would do that, and he has now violated that pledge.
Right.
The only other thing that even is in the remote realm of this was Ford's pardon of Richard Nixon. It covered 1969 through 1974, so roughly 5 years of potential federal crimes. But the difference there. Number one, it's only, like half the amount of time, Lee, that we're talking is covered for Biden. I mean, basically, Biden is forgiving his son for a lifetime, of crime, not a lifetime, but I mean, over a decade of crime. I mean, that's unbelievable to be doing that. I mean, again, 5 years is the max it's ever gone to. But the difference is that when Ford pardoned Nixon, Ford wasn't personally profiting from the pardon of Nixon?
No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, Joe Biden has an actual interest personally in the pardon here.
Yeah. Ford did inherit the presidency, but that was his job as vice president.
Exactly. So, I mean, and if you look at that, and I played the audio yesterday, the IRS audio from, Catherine Herridge, where the IRS whistleblower, who was part of the Hunter Biden investigation, said, we had $30 million that came into the Biden family's coffers. It was given to them by the Communist Chinese Party for introductions over 3 years, $30 million. And they also said that Joe Biden is the big guy. He did get 10%. We know that. There was never any question. We were never confused. Like the media said, well, there's no way to know if he's the big guy. Yes, we knew he was the big guy right away. At least $30 million through those coffers from the Communist Chinese. The Bidens never paid any taxes on it. That's tax evasion and money laundering. Joe Biden smack in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the media still today is not getting this story right. Catherine Herridge, God bless her, former investigative reporter at CBS and Fox News, got that weeks ago. I did a whole podcast on it. I played the audio for you here. Again, these are not hard things to know. That we're actually at the next phase of this, where, you know, the IRS whistleblowers are out now, and they've been really, really clear how much money Joe Biden took, family Joe, that he is the big guy, that it came from the Communist Chinese, which, by the way, we're told regularly by the Biden administration, our worst enemy on earth, except for maybe Russia. And it's just no big deal. We know at least $20 million went into the Biden family coffers from Yelena Batorina, the Russian oligarch. I wonder, does your average liberal even know that Joe Biden is owned by Russia? Have any idea, Lee?
Do they care? I think a lot know. I just wonder if they care. Probably not.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, but Trump, who never took a dime, though, that's the guy. And that's the incredible thing. Think about this. Trump was forced to turn over more than a million documents. They did the whole Mueller investigation on him. 36 FBI agents put on him full time, trying to find even a dang dime from Russia. That's how seriously we take things when it's Donald Trump. Joe Biden, $20 million from Russia, $30 million from China. Not even worth a headline at CNN or NBC. Do they care to interview the whistleblowers, the IRS whistleblowers, as Herridge did? No? Don't want to know that they knew the whole time that Joe Biden was the big guy? Don't want to know that they were personally persecuted by the FBI and the DOJ to keep their mouths shut? We don't want to know that. We're not interested in talking about it because we were awful interested in talking about it.
The worst, I think, is the irresponsibility of being hypocritical. We've
Sorry,
given
I mean
1.
To hit that.
$7 billion, the Biden.
I mean, I got nothing else on this, Lee. It's the shock of it. I mean, you just the double standard, the fakeness of this country.
I wonder why we even bother to have White House press, you know, meetings for the rest of the Biden term. What's the point? I mean, you had Corinne Jean-Pierre sitting there. You know, oh, no, Joe's not going to pardon his son. That's not going to happen. That's a hard no and all this. It's like, how many lies has this woman told us? And what is absolutely the point? Peter Ducey ought to just take the rest of the year off, you know? I mean, what's the point of going to him? I mean, because you're either not going to get an answer or you're going to be lied to. So it's like, what's the point? What's the point?
And this whole idea of the Corinne Jean-Pierre saying now, oh, well, you know, the Bidens changed their mind over the weekend. No, they were never going to, he wasn't going to pardon Hunter, but he changed his mind over the weekend. No, he was lying because he thought he was going to be the presidential nominee. Yeah. And what he had always planned to do, and I said this, I mean, everybody knew this, he'd always planned to win the presidency back. And then after the election was over, he was going to pardon Hunter. That was always a plan.
Yeah.
It was just to hose the American people one more time before the election. But the size of this lie, Lee, remember the extent to which the media told us this was a Republican conspiracy theory. Hunter was just a drug addict. Republicans should leave him alone. There was no crime. If there was, there'd be charges. None of this happened. On and on. Oh, and it was Russia collusion. Yeah. It's just the Russians. Which is why I tell you all the time, if anyone from the federal government says the word Russia, assume everything after the word Russia is a lie. Mm-hmm. All of it. Bots, collusion, laptop, all of it. I mean, I'm to the point now, they have lied to me about Russia so many times that when I hear that Russia, you know, hacked this or hacked that, I'm like, huh, I wonder who really hacked it.
Yeah.
And maybe Russia did. I don't know. But I don't believe a thing that they say.
I'm at a point when foreign entities are being blamed for anything that goes wrong in this country.
I know.
I'm going to question it, whether it's, you know, and this is not to defend them, but honestly, whether they say Russia, whether they say China, whether they say Iran, North Korea. Okay. You know, if it doesn't breach national security, or maybe even if it does compromise it, show me the evidence.
I got to see the evidence. I can't take their word for it anymore. Not the FBI, not the Pentagon, not the DOJ.
I mean, this federal
bureaucracy
has got a lot of explaining to do.
They do. But you know what it shows you? I mean, there's a beautiful bookend here of just the lies that Biden floated in on. I'll never forget that poll where 20% of Americans who voted for Joe Biden said they would not have had they known the truth. About that laptop and wow, those are really our crimes Hunter committed. That's not the Russians pretending to present evidence of crimes or presenting evidence of crime. That really happened. 20% of Joe Biden voters would not have voted for Joe Biden. Trump would have won. Even with the cheating, Trump would have won that presidency. And it was just the lies. And again, never forget, 51 intelligence agents, heads of the CIA, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, deputy directors of those agencies, the NSA, all of it, they all lied.
And this is the Biden legacy.
This is the Biden legacy.
This is how you're going out, dude.
Yep.
You know, you had an opportunity. If Biden were smart and effective, they would have reached a deal to get the hostages in Israel back from Hamas. But Donald Trump has already headed them off at the pass on this. He has already. Now, if the hostages come back, it'll be because of what Trump said, not what Biden did.
Oh, but Biden will take credit for it.
Of course he will.
He will.
But he won't be able to legitimately take any credit for it. And that'll always be a point of contention. Listen, even if Trump is the one that does it, Democrats are going to claim, oh, well, Biden did this. Trump just came in. No. Without the threat of annihilation, there will be no resolution. You do not get peace without the threat of war.
And I'm betting they get those hostages back, every one of them, before he's inaugurated. Yeah. That is what he
has demanded. Sadly, probably the bodies, but...
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, because some of them may not be alive. And I mean, right now, they're still holding 7 Americans. And you and I pointed out for since October 7th, we've been talking about this for a year now, those hostages aren't even mentioned by Joe Biden.
No.
He doesn't care.
I am relatively confident that things are going on behind the scenes to try to address that. But from a public standpoint, it is being suppressed because they don't want to have to deal with the duplicity of the Democrats between Jews and the Muslims in Gaza. That's their problem. And it was all about politics and about votes in Michigan for the most part.
Look, the only thing you need to know is that While Donald Trump is working on getting the hostages back, threatening Iran, Joe Biden is buying an openly anti-Semitic pro-Hamas book by an openly anti-Semitic author. And he let everyone see him buy that book. In other words, yes, I've always been anti-Semitic too. I really am. He must have wanted that out there. While Trump is literally trying to get the hostages back because they're American citizens. You don't get to keep an American citizen hostage as a terror group for a year. You don't get to do that. That's what Trump's saying.